Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One man, 12 days, and thousands of families smiling. It's the 22nd annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. 98.5 KLUC.
It's always been fun on the last Friday of Toy Drive, and of course the last Monday of Toy Drive, and it's fun. It's really fun every day, but it would always be kind of slow early in the morning, like always. And, you know, because nobody is getting up at 4:30 in the morning to go stand out in the cold at Toy Drive. Nobody's doing that.
No.
And after all, you know, we don't expect you to. But then it would always be around like 7:30, 8 o'clock, things would start to heat up. And then by 9 o'clock, it would get crazy. It's been that way every day at Toy Drive, where literally like 9 o'clock would be the sweet spot, and all of a sudden it would go nuts. And then I think we kind of all forgot about how nuts the end of Toy Drive gets, just because it has been different with the drive-through protocol and all that. And yeah. So there's a big group of volunteers, but there's not a big group of people hanging out. You know what I mean? Everybody's just kind of making their way in and out, and it's quick. So all of a sudden, now we've got a legitimate traffic jam at Toy Drive, and honestly, can you cause a traffic jam if you're doing it to yourself? Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? There are so many. I'm not even going to try and count how many PT's vehicles are in this parking lot right now, but it's every bit as many as they have brought in years past. And just here's the crazy part. And can I tell you that, Jimmy, are you there, buddy?
I'm here, Chet. I'm here.
Jimmy Wadham's the VP of Tavern Operations for PT's. And I got to be honest, man, and I'm going to tell you straight up, just me to you as friends and as boys, if there was anybody that I would give a pass to on not making it to Toy Drive this year, it would have been you guys. The are we doing it? Are we not? Can we have customers? Can we not? Are we going to do delivery and takeout? Or what are, you know, can we have people come into our establishments? And I know... boy, if there's anybody who's just where this 2020 has just been, you must be exhausted. And if there was anybody, I was going to give a pass to, it would be you guys. And yet, PTs, you've done it again. And you know what? I don't even know what you're about to tell me, but I've just seen what you've done on social media, and I've had a lump in my throat. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Chet, no pass needed this year. We obviously this has been a tough year for Las Vegas and specifically, you know, our industry and PTs. But the PTs family's strong. We're a resilient group, Chet. We put together a good year for you, man. This is the KLUC Toy Drive is something we look forward to every year, and even in a tough year like this, we still did everything we could to step up and help out the people.
I want to make T-shirts that say "No pass needed." I love that. I was like, "There's something to that." That's a marketing slogan right there. So what PT's does, and it's truly one of the great legacies of Toy Drive, and I don't think any of us expected when it started that it would turn out that people like you, PT's goes and they have their own Toy Drive within their. How many locations do you have now? Because that number's always crazy to me.
We have 64 locations.
Unreal.
That's nuts.
I'm not going to lie to you, Ted. It becomes a pretty healthy little competition amongst our locations. They manage to take this very serious.
Yes, it does. Do you know, I meant to ask you this because I was on, where was I the other day? I want to say I was on East DI, like Tropish, like McLeodish, somewhere in that neighborhood. And there's a PT's that's been over there for a long, long time. Do you know which one the first one is? And I'm sorry if I'm putting you on the spot, but do you know which one the first one is?
Yeah, well, the oldest PT's we have is location five. We call it 502. That's out on Stewart and Ellis. That wasn't the first. I think the first PT's that was ever made was sold years ago. But that's one of the oldest, the tried and true, and it still does a great job every single year for us.
I have no doubt. And this one that I saw, you could tell it's been there forever. It's not very big. Yeah, it's not very big. And I thought, how cool is this? Because you know what? That's the neighborhood joint. And I was like, that's where this neighborhood goes to congregate. And I just thought it was so cool. And it made me think about you guys. It made me think about Toy Drive and all of that stuff. And again, I just find it amazing that your customers have been so incredibly generous, not even knowing what you're about to tell me.
Yeah, I got to give a shout. We even had one of our locations out on Green Valley Parkway. He called himself Secret Santa. One of our guests came in and just single-handedly donated $5,000 and 50 bikes. So yeah,
dude, I'm gonna hit the right there. I got to be honest, bro. Even if you said, Jimmy, even if you went, we've got $5,000 and 50 bikes, I was gonna be really excited.
I have to tell you guys, the Green Valley location is my PT's. That's where Buddy and I go to eat, drink, have a great time. And we walked into that PT's 5 minutes after that happened, and I lost it. I cried my eyes out because Sky and Brandon and all of them that work at that location, they were blown away by, I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional because it's so not cute right now.
Here comes the Kayla Jo Walker ugly cry, everybody. Get ready. I like it. Go ahead. Keep talking.
In a year, I'm sorry.
Go on.
In a year where it really sucked for a lot of people, to see people go in and like they love PT so much and they love their PT so much that they gave $5,000 and 50 bikes and stuff like that is so sweet. And they care about your employees because your employees care about them.
And there it is. I cried on TV earlier. Kayla's now ugly cried on the radio. Yeah. And it took PTs to do it.
Sorry. It was an emotional moment for me.
And the follow-up sob. Yes. Yes. I love it. I love Toy Drive. It's the best. Way to go, Jimmy. Nice work.
Jimmy, you SOB.
You got the full Kayla sobbing, heaving. I'm not even in the studio, and I know exactly what this looks like.
Oh,
this is
God.
Awesome. Way to go, man. And you didn't even tell us what you've done yet.
Oh, nothing. Like I said, the PT's family, man, when we started this too, we weren't really sure what we were going to get, but the team rallied, the customers rallied. It, especially in a year like this, it really was great to see how strong the PT's family is. In fact, before I even tell you, I got to give a quick shout out. During the shutdown, when nobody knew what was going on, I had a girl, Jessica Kippy. She was a manager of one of our locations. She single-handedly, she got very worried about everybody that wasn't going to have the food or necessities they needed. Single-handedly started her own food bank and fed over 1,300 people and our team members with groceries and anything they need. She did it out of we gave her one of our locations and she went crazy. So we've had this amazing spirit from our PT's family all year and I got to give her a shout out even before I talk about our donation.
No, that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And that just illustrates, you know, like we've already sketched out what this looks like and you just painted it. You know what I mean? It's really, really cool. So, all right, let's talk totals. Okay. What were you able to do?
All right, so I have $15,000 in donations for you, Chet.
He just bangs that out. Hold on. He leads with the 15,000 and just like it's nothing. Well, we got 15 grand. It's no big deal. Are you kidding me? $15,000. All right, please continue.
And 312 bikes we have. Loaded up today.
Oh, man. It's just, it's always so much fun, man. I don't know why we don't do more stuff together, because we have a blast, don't we?
Yeah.
it's too much fun. Listen, I'll be in Monday afternoon at the Wallapa in Twain location. So
I'll meet you there, buddy.
You know what? Send me a text. You're on. Amazing work. Just honestly, amazing work. Because, like I said, if anybody deserved a pass this year, it was you guys. And 312 bikes and 15 grand. Are you kidding? Make the hashtag no pass needed.
No pass this year, Chad. No pass.
No pass.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you for everything that you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. This is a great, great thing. We love getting behind it. And thank you, Chet, and all your team over there for this toy drive. It's really something we look forward to doing.
Amazing. Just amazing. 62 locations, and every single one of them, that's the place where hang on a second. I got to bring it back in. What'd you say? How many?
64 locations.
60. Well, my bad. Sorry. Well, you know what? Why? Did you just open up two more while we were talking?
Because that's probably, usually how honestly.
It's usually how it goes with you guys. Wait, ding. Every time you hear a bell, PT's has opened another location. That's great. Again, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.